10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Friday by appointments only. Phone 561-4200 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. We would also like to announce our new neighborhood clinic opening soon. Come visit us at Southern Pediatric Clinic, where we value your time. Southern Pediatric Clinic is a proud sponsor of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
God's power is working. Because you put the bloodline out. I'm like, oh, now, glory. We ain't even talking about the blood yet. You start pleading the blood. And you done hit him with another weapon. I come outside, going to work one morning, and looked over there across my driveway and saw something laying out there straight like this right here. And I say, well, I said, hey, look, what that stick doing? Because I ain't got no trees over there. I said, what that stick doing laying out there like that? I got my fence, 2 feet of grass, and then the concrete start. And this stick was halfway on the grass and halfway on the concrete. And I say, now, that's a strange place for a stick to be. I wonder if that's a snake. I better check this out. So I walked over there, and guess what? It's a snake laid out. And guess what? He was dead. He was dead. Stretched out in a straight line, dead. And then I began to examine him for marks. He had a mark on him. I say, well, look at that. The bloodline. I say, he didn't even get on my property good, and he dropped dead. Stop living. See, when the church start really walking in the authority and the power, when you start walking in the power of God. I remember when I first started coming into all of this, we had a big old fence line on side the house. And so I came home one weekend, and that fence line was full of poison ivy. Just blooming poison ivy. Now, I don't recommend you do this, especially if your faith ain't built up. Because you're going to need a lot of calamine lotion. Whatever you're going to use. But you know what I said? Mama, I'm going to clean that fence line up. She said, it's got poison ivy. I said, that poison ivy can't touch me. I'm redeemed from that. And I went out there and I cleaned that whole fence line up and never got. And before that, I knew I was allergic to poison ivy. But not after I got saved. I just start walking in the authority and say, this poison ivy, I mean, I'm all in pulling them things down there, clean that whole fence line off, and never got sick, never got no poison ivy or anything like that. I'm walking in that authority. Amen. Praise God. One day, me and Tammy was playing in the backyard, having a great time. And you know how in the country you can see the rain come from a distance? You can see it way over there. You see it heading toward. You can see that cloud coming, and you see the rain coming. And I say, now, Father, now, Tammy was a little girl, and she loved God. And so, you know, we're always just telling her about God, how great. You know how children are. Yeah. Children just believe everything you tell them about God. Yeah. They don't have no unbelief. Amen. You just tell them about what God will do, and they say, okay. They have to learn unbelief from the adults. So I use the name in a different way this time. I said, Father. Now I'm asking the Father something. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, me and Tammy's having a good time. Would you show her how powerful you are and let it rain around us? Don't let it rain on us. I said, now, Tammy, watch this. And we saw that rain come on across the by. And when it got to DeWitt's house, about where DeWitt's house was, the rain stopped, and the rain went around the field and went all the way down there around Aunt Penny's, where Aunt Penny used to be. I'm calling some names out now. DeWitt and Aunt Penny, Ain't Too Sweet. Yeah. On the other side, Ain't Too Sweet in them house. And Cutting Love. And Uncle John Henry. So that rain split and went around like that and met behind my mama's house back there in that field, came together again. I said, Tammy, not out of pride, I said, I'm a son of God. I said, you're a child of God. See what the father, I don't know if Tammy even remember, you know, her age. I don't know if she even remember that, but it happened. The rain went around us. And then I saw it was dry over here and looked back there in the field, and the rain started coming down in the field and kept moving. There's power in that name. Two ways you use that name. You either use that name as a command to execute the will of God, or you use that name as a petition to your heavenly Father. And the Holy Ghost show you which one you need to do. I've done both. I prayed for my grandmama who had arthritis in one of her knees, in that left knee. I laid hands and I went to the Father. I said, Father, heal my grandmama's knee. Heal Mama Ethel's knee. Take the pain away from her. And then I just felt led, just come up out of me. I say, now, in the name of Jesus, I command the arthritis to go out of this knee. Amen. That's all I prayed. And my grandmama picked that cane up that was in front of her and slung it against the wall. And looked at me with a big smile on her face and said, Greg, I don't need that no more. You talking about faith. In the name, I had just read Mark chapter 16 to her. About laying hands on the sick and them getting well. She just believed it. She didn't know that was even in the Bible. She said, that's in the Bible? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, where is that in the Bible? I said, here, read it for yourself. I put the Bible right in her face. I said, here, you read it. And I said, now, Mom Mel, do you believe that? She said, it's in the Bible, ain't it? She said, if it's in the Bible, I believe it. I said, well, you believe I can lay hands on you and Jesus here? She said, well, it's in the Bible, ain't it? She didn't have no doubt. And Mama know every time they got a little ailment, she's calling, wasn't she? Send Greg up here. It wasn't me. It wasn't my power, my holiness. All I've got, God has given me some tools to use. And one of those tools, which I honor and respect highly, is his name. Amen. Same tools and weapons you got.
Amen.
But if you get off into sin, you ain't going to be thinking about no weapons. You ain't going to be thinking about Jesus' name. You get off into sin, you're going to be running from church, running away from people that love God. You know, you see me coming through the store and say, oh, there go the pastor. Where the pastor at? Playing dodge in the store. Pastor on that aisle. There you go. Time for me to make my break. Not just me, anybody. When you out of fellowship with God, you out of fellowship with other believers. Ain't that true? You don't want to have no fellowship with them when you're doing wrong. So we see that it was through faith in his name. Now listen at this right here now. Watch this right here. This caused such a stir. Verse 17. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. So Peter is really tempering his, because he's giving them some strong medicine. He said, now look, I know y'all didn't know what y'all was doing. I know you did it through ignorance. You just didn't know. So he's softening the blow a little bit. See, you got to be wisdom when you're ministering to people. You just can't be beating them up. You got to give them some strong medicine, but then you got to temper it. And so Peter said, now, he didn't have to say this, but the Holy Ghost said, now look, I know what you did it out of ignorance. So that's helping them to receive now. He said, I know what you did it out of ignorance. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he have so fulfilled. And then he tells them what to do. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, talking about Jesus, and every soul that will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. He sent Jesus to save your soul, to turn you from your sins. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now evening time. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. One miracle. Don't tell me them people didn't come running to the temple to find out what didn't happen. And those that heard the preaching, 5,000 people got saved. God only knows the spiritual bondages that are broken when one person get healed, when one person gets set free. You don't know how many of the captive are released from one miracle from God. Thank God for it. Amen. Praise God. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? They done had a whole night to sleep on this thing, trying to figure it out. They can't figure it out. So they got them together and they said, now look, tell us, what power did you use? Whose name did you do this in? Those religious leaders knew that there was a power and there was a name. By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, listen at this now, filled with the Holy Ghost. It's important to stay full. Amen. Yeah. Said unto them, ye rulers of the people and ye elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 47.